It's dead.
What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Getting my morning started here in Fairmount Park, Philadelphia. Welcome to the Centennial Arboretum. First and foremost, I gotta get these suckers. There you go. Save the trees. Have you ever looked into the leaf? Or like, allowed the light to shine through the leaf? Right? And you're looking at all the patterns in the leaf? It's almost like you're looking at the universe and it's staring back at you. So today I'm thinking about what you desire. What do you truly desire? Yeah, I thought about this morning. I don't know, I always write notes on my phone before I go to sleep. And then when I wake up in the morning, I ruminate on them and think about what it means to me. So, yeah, the top note I wrote was, what do you truly desire? And when you think of desire, you're thinking maybe of something that you're longing for that you don't currently have. And this is something that I thought about initially as a problem. However, when I looked at the etymological root of the word desire, deriving from desiderare or something like this, it essentially means, so it has something to do with the stars, right? Like seeking a star or a missing star in your life, you know, like striving for a missing star. And essentially when I contemplated this idea, it had me thinking about my true and authentic and genuine desire. Like for instance, yesterday I sat on the bench with somebody and was talking to them about what I seek in life and what my goal is. And ultimately it sounds cliche to say out loud, I don't know why, but it's a very authentic and genuine goal of mine, is to simply never miss another sunrise again. And so when I think about the sunrise and the sun, this to me is my guiding star. This to me is what I truly desire. And as a photographer who wields light as my medium and my subject that I'm interested in photographing, it makes a lot of sense to me. You know, not only is the sunrise aesthetically beautiful and a great time of day to photograph in terms of the lighting conditions, but there's something to be said about the philosophical reasoning behind this, because I find that when I'm waking up eager for the day, full of enthusiasm, I'm naturally seeking the sunlight. I'm naturally seeking to set my body in motion and to simply go out there into the world and to catch the sunrise each day because I'm full of vitality and curiosity. And so it's interesting to think about, because actually without vitality, there is no curiosity, right? And so in order to align yourself and have vitality, one must simply align themselves with the sun. You know, when you think about this modern world, we're waking up to alarm clocks, checking the phone, the clock, and all these things that kind of determine when we do things. But actually, it's super simple. If you just go inside like an hour, like if you eat an hour before the sunset, and then as you're winding down and getting yourself to sleep, right, it's around that time where the sun is starting to peer beyond the horizon and it's setting, right? And while that sun is setting and right before you come inside, you know, you get the sunlight in your eyes, you just naturally set your body up in this alignment where you fall asleep and you wake up during dawn right before the sun rises. So you get yourself together, and by the time you finish shaving and like taking a shit and drinking your coffee, by that time and you're ready to go outside, the sun is perfectly aligned and it's starting to rise above the horizon. And this is what I find, where I'm not rising to a clock, I'm rising with the sun and I'm sleeping with the sun. And so genuinely, when I think about this idea of desire and its etymological roots, you know, about the missing star, you know, maybe the sun and orienting myself with the sun on the physiological level, with the way in which I align my physical body with rising and sleeping, but then also throughout the entirety of my day, my ultimate goal is to stand up bright and to literally just follow the sun and just continuously follow the light, because to me, this is where I seek to be in terms of making photographs as an artist, right? Is to simply follow the light. It's a very simple idea. And so I ultimately desire to wake up with this enthusiasm for life. And when you look at the word enthusiasm, also deriving from this idea of being possessed by a god, right? Theos meaning god. You know, you're possessed by a god. You have, you know, the divine within you. And I think it's important to recognize these roots of the words, because then you start to realize the truth of what they truly mean, right? And, you know, if you're waking up with enthusiasm, you know, this to me is the goal, because when you're simply eager for the day and you're eager to catch the sunrise, I find that everything else falls into place. You know, when you prioritize your vitality, you're inevitably going to cultivate curiosity. And so I desire to increase my curiosity. I desire to go out there and make more photographs, to walk longer distances, to make more and to create more, to think more, to read more, to write more, to express my will to power. And so ultimately, while I'm out here in the world making videos, photos, etc., I'm expressing my will to power through the act of creation. And it's such a beautiful time to be alive, because we have these technological, you know, we have technology and these tools that allow us to create way faster, which is great. And yeah, that puts you in this sort of like flow state. And I don't know, I wanted to just discuss that very simple idea today about my ultimate desire in life of never missing a sunrise again, because I think it's a really profound revelation that I've had. It's a very simple goal, right? I think in this modern world, we consistently seek to become something, to become someone, to strive for something, to acquire something, to, you know, have some sort of fame or money or status. But, you know, are you waking up in the morning possessed by God? You know, are you waking up in the morning enthusiastic for the day? Are you eager for the day? Are you so eager and curious for the day that you're waking up and catching the sunrise? You know, this to me is what I desire. It's simply to follow the light and allow the sunlight to emanate through my eyes. And I think that really does set everything into place when you think about the way in which, you know, it puts you to bed at this proper time. You're no longer subscribing to these ideas of time. And so, yeah, ultimately, I think when you're, you know, striving and striving, it's you're, you know, you're desiring, you're striving for this and that. But I simply want to be, you know, kind of like the tree, right? The tree just plants its roots. And what does the tree do? It grows, and it's growing taller because it's seeking more sunlight, right? It's, you know, or like the birds that fly from canopy to canopy and eat the worms and the spiders that are born and weave their web, and they kind of just do things because they do things. And I think that's how we should be. You know, I think that we should ultimately do things because we want to, and not necessarily strive to become something because we think we have to. And so, yeah, I think it's also important to orient yourself in terms of what you do not desire. But thinking more so about what you desire, I think you can create this roadmap for how you live your everyday life and bring more joy to your life. Because, you know, ultimately in this world, we have so many distractions and noise, whether it's the media, celebrity gossip, people commenting on things on the internet, and chatter and noise in the city, chaos all around me. But when you spend your time in appreciating the very simple pleasures in life, like the sun, like water, getting good sleep, and simply allowing yourself to be your most authentic self, yeah, this to me is where you can then give birth to your own star. And so maybe through stripping yourself down to the sort of bare necessities of, you know, recognizing the physical nature of life and how that, I believe, sets everything into place, like just being vital and full of energy and power, I think then you can truly express your will to power. You know, then you can truly express your authentic self and become who you truly are. And then at the end of the day, maybe that's what we desired after all. Like, what we desire is that inner star that we give birth to. Maybe that's the missing star. You know, maybe it's that authentic expression of yourself that you are seeking after all. So, yeah, what do you desire?
I desire light.
Mushroom.
Hmm.